I am aware that other community authority boards have weighted votes. That is not going to be the case here. Now, it is true that while there are no residents in districts 4, 5, and 6, those three spots would be filled presumably by a developer representative. But again, as soon as the community, as soon as there are houses in that community, that metro district would be capable of being, having the voters within it be comprised of homeowners and electing a homeowner to the board of the community authority board. And, you know, I certainly understand that people have a concern with the developer's length in the project, but it is a long build-out period, and the debt has already been issued. There will not be new additional debt issued. So I can also understand why community members would have a concern with, okay, if you form this new district and I don't have any control over my debt, well, the debt has already been issued. And so really the community authority board would exist to deal with programming, parks and recreation issues, which it does have the park and rec powers,